Without benefit of so much as a single government grant, commentator Daniel Pinkwater set off to do some scientific research. He's agreed to share his findings with us concerning his in-depth study of buttons.
Like the dog, buttons became domesticated in the dawn of time and have served man until today, decorating and fastening our garments, asking nothing more than to be allowed to help. And yet, although I have searched every encyclopedia of animal life and in the zoology section of the public library, I have been unable to find a single reference to the button. I will leave matters of classification to the experts. It is my guess that buttons will be found to be a species of land-dwelling bivalve, or they may be some kind of bug. Those who come after me will settle this question. One of the oldest buttons, preserved in fossil form, is the button of Willendorf, dating from European prehistory. Buttons were known to the Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans. Alexander the Great had a favorite button, Buttoncephalus. Napoleon had a number of buttons, including a favorite, Lucille, which lived on his waistcoat. Buttons come in various colors and sizes, but are usually more or less round and more or less flat. They eat lint. They can attain a life of more than 100 years, although the small white buttons, which attach themselves to shirts, tend to die young. People love buttons and customarily make little holes in their clothing to keep them warm. Buttons are mostly harmless, even when swallowed. Little is known about their reproductive habits, but their nests can sometimes be found in the corners of drawers. They seem to be able to anticipate events in the lives of their humans and often become nervous and disappear when the humans are about to go out for the evening. I myself had a pet button as a boy. Its name was Bruce, and I spent many happy hours training Bruce to stay, play dead, and fetch, only the first two of which he was able to learn. It is my hope that these few notes, while preliminary and incomplete, will point the way for others to learn and share more information about that much overlooked friend of mankind, the humble button.
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York State's Hudson River Valley.